Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and in the studio today we have Melanie Cutting for her little mini show at the Movies with Mel. So welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
So tell us about the movies this week. What can we look forward to at
sure.
Maison de Cinema?
Okay. The Maison de Cinema, again, as usual, has a very good array of English language movies. Some of them are back after having been around for at least a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I can maybe begin by telling you about the movie that I have seen since the last time I did the show, which was last Wednesday. And I think I said, I'm going to go see that movie. So I did. And it's the movie called The Post.
Okay.
Highly recommended. It's a good, solid movie. And the friends that I went with, not one of them liked it as much as I did.
Okay.
For some reason. And we discussed it at some length. And I think it was just that they thought, well, there was nothing terribly special about it. But mm-hmm. I have to agree, there was nothing terribly special. However, it's just such a good story and so well told, dealing with the Washington Post, which is the newspaper in Washington, D.C., that most people associate with the Watergate break-in, because mm-hmm. they broke that story. But before they did that, that was in the early 70s, but in 1971, before that huge story broke, they were the ones who were they didn't initially print the Pentagon Papers. It goes back to Daniel Ellsberg doing research, finding what they're now calling the Pentagon Papers, talking about the Vietnam War. The whole study had been commissioned by former Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara, but I'm pretty sure he hadn't expected it would be released to the public. And that's what happened. Daniel Ellsberg sent it to the New York Times in 1971. They printed at least part of it, and then they were told, you can't print anymore because we'll take you to court. This was during the Nixon administration. But every administration for the previous four or five had come under some fire for basically lying about the war in Vietnam. So it wasn't necessarily aimed directly at Nixon, but at all of his predecessors. But Nixon was something of a control freak, and he didn't want this getting out. So the New York Times had it. They printed a bit of it. They had to stop printing it. And ultimately, the Washington Post got hold of... They didn't get hold of the story, because they would have just said, well, you can't print it either. But there were a few legal things in the way. They had the same source material that was given to them. And they, after much soul-searching and looking at the legal implications of printing this information, the Pentagon Papers, they said, finally, yes, we're going to do this. It's the right thing to do. It does mean we could be in big trouble legally. The editor, who was played by, of course, the always excellent Tom Hanks,
mm-hmm.
and the publisher, Katharine Graham, played by, again, always excellent Meryl Streep, could have gone to jail. They could have been fined. In fact, the whole paper could have folded as a result of this decision. It's because it was a very courageous decision to make. Like, we're just, mm-hmm. It's important that this get out. And it's also important that the freedom of the press remain an important concept. And this was definitely shaping up into, the press is not free, because we're going to threaten you a little bit. And next thing you know, you'll back down and you won't print what you think it's important to print. So, spoiler alert, they do go ahead and print the story, but the story of getting there is really interesting and mm-hmm. really well done.
Mm-hmm.
They ultimately go on, and every other newspaper, every other, at least major, if not every other newspaper in the United States, North America, possibly around the world, of course, once they printed it, everybody else picks up on it.
Mm-hmm.
And starts printing it. And it really was a hugely important story about the the progress of the Vietnam War over many, 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 many years. And in fact, it was the Vietnam War, I think it was just over or it was almost over, but they say, well, it's a security threat if we print this. And it's like, no, it isn't a security threat. It's about incidents that happened quite some time ago. So, very, very good movie, and a movie, you know, one that you're not trying to get into the depths of, you know, how we make, you know, the things that can be done with movies that make them kind mm-hmm. of interesting and exciting. Mm-hmm. It's just it's a good story and done well. Highly recommended. And in fact, the young man who sold us our the tickets and popcorn, he said, "This is the best movie of the year."
Well, it sounds fascinating.
Yeah. So I said, interest. "Oh, okay, yeah. Thank you. We're looking forward to it." So as I said, one of the four of us really liked it, and the other three thought, "Not wonderful," but pay no attention to them. Just listen to my opinion. Okay. So that's the news in terms of what I've seen. And other movies that are playing, I've got my computer here. Other movies that are continuing at the Maison de Cinema are one that's getting lots and lots of really good press. I haven't seen it yet, but I do have friends, I think I mentioned last time, who saw it and thought it was just excellent, called Call Me By Your Name in English. It's gotten, again, lots of award buzz. In fact, there are two young men who are in it, and the younger of the two is an actor, essentially a total unknown, and he's been nominated for an Academy Award for his role. So definitely one to see while it's there. New this week in English is a movie which I will see at some point, I, Tanya, about the figure skater Tanya Harding, who was banned from figure skating some years ago when this incident happened. It was during the Olympics, and someone on her behalf, but not at her request, smashed, I forget what he used, maybe something like a baseball bat, whacked her chief skating rival, Nancy Kerrigan, mm-hmm. in the leg. And I'm not sure how much damage he did, but it was certainly not a good thing to have happened to a figure skater. Tanya came under lots of fire for that, and was ultimately, I said, banned from figure skating, I think, forever. She was already kind of known as a bit of a, not a bad girl, but someone who was kind of working class, bit of a foul mouth. And yet she was this wonderful figure skater. So I think a lot of people were kind of in her corner, because here's somebody who you would not have expected to mm-hmm. excel in the rarefied world of figure skating, and she did. So her story is on screen, and the star, again, is another person who's been nominated for an Academy Award. And that person is Margot Robbie. It's her first, I think it's her first award nomination. She's been very good. She's been on the scene for several years, and whenever you see her, she really is quite riveting on the screen. Of course, sorry, I should have mentioned earlier when I was talking about the post, is that Meryl Streep, of course, has been nominated for an Academy Award for her role. And it's possible that Tom Hanks as well, but I don't have that information in front of me, but certainly Meryl Streep has. Jumanji is still there in French and English for kids and people who like movies aimed for kids, of whom I count myself as one. A new film there is kind of a young adult, part of a series. This is Maze Runner. I don't have a whole lot of information about this. I think I may have seen the very first one, but I realized it's not so much my demographic, okay. And I didn't watch any others. Anyway, mm-hmm. they're very popular with teenagers. So they've got the newest one there in English. Paddington
Paddington has now gone to French only, unfortunately. Another very good movie, a really excellent movie that I've talked about already, called Phantom Thread with Daniel Day-Lewis, is still there in French and English. It's not as accessible a movie as The Post, which, as I said, is kind of straightforward. Here's what happened, folks, and, mm-hmm. and it's done. It's done well. Phantom Thread is a little more obscure, but again, wonderful performances, very well done. And for those of you who are Daniel Day-Lewis fans, this is, he says, his last film. So let's hope not, but that's what he's saying. And a little surprisingly to me, The Greatest Showman, about P.T. Barnum, which has been there for several weeks in English, is still there in English.
Nice.
So if you haven't seen it, it doesn't say that it's leaving either, but you never know. It could suddenly mm-hmm. just depart. So I would recommend picking that one up if you like things about circuses and music and Hugh Jackman. So that would be another recommendation. The Post, as I mentioned, highly recommended. And also, it's playing at a number of different times. So it hasn't mm-hmm. moved to a time slot that mm-hmm. people are not likely to get to. And two other movies are, in fact, only playing in French at this point, but they are the in the forefront of the Academy Award nominees. One is called The Shape of Water, made in Canada. And another one is Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which I've talked about. I did see that one in English. So if you're comfortable watching English movies in French, those are there, and I would recommend those. So that's essentially it for now. Again, just a reminder, because they shift things around, sometimes movies that have been in English or French and English are suddenly only in French, or they've shifted to a time which is not so convenient. So kind of don't wait to go and see. It says, oh, it'll be there next week. It may not be, and if it is there next week, it might be only in French, or it might be only at a time which is not a great time. So head to the theater, buy one of those packages of 8 movie passes for $56, which makes it $7 a pop. They never expire. You can use one at a time. You can use all 8 at a time. However you want to do that. It is really a deal.
It is a deal. That's a great deal.
It's a super deal. Mm-hmm. And it certainly encourages myself and people I know to go to the theater.
It does.
Because you can see some wonderful, wonderful movies for almost nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it for today.
Okay, well, we thank you very much and look forward to next time.
Thank you.